We are standing by. Hopefully, Deshaun Watson's going to speak here. Probably, I don't know, within the next, it could be shortly, it could be maybe 10, 20 minutes away. So we're hoping that he's speaking today so we can get the lowdown from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't want to derail you.
Well, you're good at that. Go ahead.
Is this anything?
Yes.
We're talking about running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of running depends on where you are in the game, okay, with many teams.
Mm-hmm.
The top six teams in rushing attempts in the NFL through three games have a combined record of 12-6. Okay. The bottom six teams, as far as rush attempts, and you could make the argument, well, they're behind, they have to throw. Might be very true. Have a combined record of 3-15.
I assume we're in that group.
That is true. Yeah. Browns are one of the lowest running teams in the league in the bottom six in rush attempts. Despite the fact that they've been in games where they haven't scored more than 18 points.
True.
Weird.
That is very weird. There was a point in the press conference today, Jeff, where they talked about protecting Deshaun, or I'm sorry, that Kevin talked about protecting Deshaun. He said, our job is to protect him, and it all starts with me. What does that mean? I don't see Kevin jumping out on the field and suiting up.
This goes back to this. Okay, other teams have offensive line issues. Scheme up something better that works. It's what he better mean.
Or does that mean play calling?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
But is that him saying, I've got to call better plays?
No, it means he's got to scheme it better. Ken Dorsey has to scheme it better. Andy, you've got an offensive line that's all beat to you know what, and you've got a quarterback who's hanging on to the ball. I'm sorry. Again, my degree was in telecommunications. I know that that's a bad combination. Line beat up. Quarterback holding ball. I mean, is it any more complicated than that? I truly don't think it is.
I don't know. You could always put ball on ground, kick ball through upright.
That's not running the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
Leave Dustin Hopkins alone. He's doing fine.
They could have used those 3 points.
Yeah, they could have used a lot of points.
That's true. I had another point here, and it was just when you're a head coach and you continually go out there and say, this is on me, this is on me, it eventually is going to become you. I mean, I know he's protecting everybody, and I respect him for that. I think his players respect him for that. I think that's a good way to keep the locker room on your side if you're a head coach. But I just think after a while, if you say it enough times, everything does come back on you, and then you're looking for another job. I think there's a fine line there with saying, okay, this is on me. I've got to fix this. I've got to fix this.
That's his way of not throwing his team under the bus.
I know.
And he gives you nowhere to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a press conference situation, when he says that, it's like, well, okay.
Adam is in Mayfield Heights, home of those Wildcats.
Hello, Adam.
How are you, Adam?
Hey, Jeff and Andy. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to talk about the Browns injuries. I just saw the injury report for today. I saw that Jerome Ford's been added. Now Jordan Hicks has been added. And of course, in addition to just all the other injuries we've had so far this year. And then, of course, the injuries we had last year and even the year before. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion if this is potentially a strength and conditioning issue with the Browns as far as the trainers they have or the staff, or if this is just bad luck.
I got to go. I don't know. Did somebody ask that question yesterday? In a press conference?
No, it came up on our show yesterday.
No, I think somebody asked that in a press conference too.
I'm not buying it, Andy.
They've
got top-notch trainers.
Yeah.
I just think it's a bad run. I could be wrong completely. My degree's in telecommunications, Andy.
That's the third time I've heard that. Does that degree even exist anymore?
No, I hope not.
I don't think it does.
Sure was a waste for me.
Yeah, that's true. And for all of us listening today. Yeah, because I wish you would have majored in football. Things would be a lot better. Josh is in Grand River. Hi, Josh.
Josh.
Howdy, guys. So,
howdy.
You guys were talking about the knee injury.
Myself, personally, I had the scope surgery done for a bone fragment in my knee. I've had other friends that have had both MCL, PCL, ACL surgery. With that surgery and it being the second time for Nick Chubb, putting him on the field now and not putting him on RI, on the injured reserve, will be the death of his football career. It is a severe injury. You lose mobility. You lose strength. Your body feels like you're confident, but your body's never the same. So it does take a lot of strength, conditioning to get back to be at that form.
So, Josh, are you surprised he didn't retire?
I am not surprised that he didn't retire. I don't think that Nick Chubb wanted to go out like that.
Okay.
But it is crucial that the rehab process, with him having that second surgery and it being as severe as the first one, having a long rehab period is crucial. Going out and going back to play or back to work or back to sports, it will affect it. And then the likelihood of it being re-injured and it being more severe is more likely without that rehabilitation.
Okay, so just based on what you're saying, I don't understand why he would even come back and play again ever.
Andy, that to me, that's not out of the question.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying, Josh, and you're somebody that had the injury, but probably didn't play at the unless you played professional. I don't know,
Josh.
But
I am actually a
BMX cyclist, so I put my leg down and it I had a bone fragment, and they were able to do the scope surgery where I didn't need the full surgery, but the full surgery two times, it's very, very hard to come back from and be at that same capability.
That makes sense. I understand what you're saying. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Andy, I'd be surprised if the guy's back, you know, 8 or 9 games. And I don't mean that he's not doing anything wrong. It's a severe injury to a knee that was already severely injured. I mean, these things are only human parts, you know? You can only fix so much. Stuff gets damaged, and it, unless you're going to put a piece of titanium in there, get a knee replacement, and then you're not going to play football.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder why we look at certain players with similar knee leg injuries and kind of, you know, like people are willing to put Jack Conklin back out there. They're willing to put Jed Wills back out there.
Only if they're ready. Only if they're ready. Conklin's not ready. If he was ready, well, he messed up his hamstring last week.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're not going to put Jerome Ford back out there if he's not ready, but I mean... Who knows? There was a feeling before the season, you know, despite what, and again, one person's knee injury isn't the same as another, but I'm sure that there are a lot of similarities. And, you know, Jerome did something. I mean, the fact that he was able to, pretty impressive. And to play the way that he played after the first time that he was dealing with a similar issue. So I don't know if you want to include human spirit in there, but you know, you take another shot to that knee, you're going to be in trouble. We all know that.
Absolutely.
Whether you had 0 surgeries, 1 surgery, or 2 surgeries. So,
you know, Nick takes another hit to that knee, Andy, and there's more damage, he's done. So you're not going to hurry him out there.
I don't know that you're going to tell him that, but okay. Well,
except it's true. I mean, let's be realistic.
I bet people told him after the first injury, you're done.
Well, they did.
Okay, and look what he was able to do after that. So he's able to overachieve.
And that's great.
And that's why the fans love him.
He better be as close to 100% as he can possibly be, given the state of that knee, before he gets back on the football field. If not, you're more susceptible to injury. If he gets hurt in that knee again, he's probably done for a career. I mean, can you imagine even at his age? Yeah, I'm coming back from a third big knee injury. No, thank you. So just make sure he's okay, and then keep your fingers crossed. It's not like you're gonna get 10 more years out of him anyway. But I give him all the credit for trying to come back, and I hope he does. And he obviously would be such a huge help if he's close to being Nick Chubb. But man, let's just put him on the back burner, and if you get him back, great. It's a nice bonus for this team. And if you don't get him back, all right, maybe get him back next year.
Any other thoughts from Kevin Stefanski as we kind of move forward? Hopefully we're going to hear from Deshaun Watson coming up here at the top of the hour, but we'll keep our fingers crossed to know that he's going to talk or not. But anything else you got from Kevin Stefanski today?
Andy, all I got out of Kevin today, and maybe it's all that my brain let me hear, was Yet we'll see. Yet we'll see. Yet we'll see. And that's a tough place to be after 3 weeks of a season.
Plenty of work to be done. And again, Kevin will tell you it all starts with him, and especially when it comes to protecting their quarterback, who is on pace to be sacked 90 times. 90 times.
Yeah, some of that's on him.
Still, he's still on pace to be sacked 90 times.
Some of that's on him.
All right, let's come back. Hopefully we hear from Deshaun Watson. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Otherwise, the latest word from Berea. Next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.